John, we lost one of the rock and roll greats on this date. 17 years ago, rock and roll death for John Entwistle of The Who, found dead in his hotel room at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Vegas, just 57 years old. The cause of death? A heart attack brought on by excessive use of cocaine.
And didn't the guys like play like the next night or something or other?
It was within a couple days. Yeah. They were back out there with Pino Palladino on the bass. And I think he had a couple girls up in his room. Yeah. And a 57 for John Entwistle.
With Brad and John.
You want to talk some trash?
Well, here's an honor for Ozzy and Black Sabbath. A bridge has officially been named after Black Sabbath. It got its dedication, a bridge in Birmingham. Tony Iommi and Geezer attended the official naming and dedication of the Black Sabbath Bridge Wednesday in the heart of the city's entertainment district. And there's even a bench that incorporates the images of all four founding members of Black Sabbath.
You can go sit on Ozzy's lap.
Yes, you can. It's been installed on the bridge. You see, what kind of things do you think are going to be left there for Ozzy, or going to be done to Ozzy? What is going to go on with that? The Black Sabbath Bridge in Birmingham. Oy, OJ with the Twitter. This guy, he's tweeting out about last night it was the debates. Yes, OJ encouraging everyone to watch the debates.
Hey, Twitter world, it's me, yours truly, sitting at my house waiting to watch this debate, to hear a bunch of people who think they're capable of running our country. It should be interesting because, to be honest, I don't know most of these guys, but I'm interested to hear what they have to say. And I think every American should be watching this.
Yeah, that was OJ's tweet from his Lazy Boy. And some of the people responded on his Twitter, "Bro, you can't even vote." Another tweet, "Just a stab in the dark here, but are ex-cons allowed to vote in your state?" And then he had on his Twitter something about Jacko. OJ said that he and his family stayed at Michael Jackson's Neverland Ranch when everything was going down, when he was under siege by the media. This tweet came not from OJ's Lazy Boy. This from his golf cart.
Okay.
Those are the two spots. He tweets from his golf cart and from his Lazy Boy. OJ says, with regard to Michael Jackson, "My house was under siege by the media. Michael found out. He called me and said, 'OJ, you got to take the kids up to Neverland Ranch.
No, and drop them off while I'm there.
They'd love it.'"
Yeah, they would.
And OJ,
"Don't worry about them one bit, OJ."
OJ said, "And I did. And it was wondrous. The kids would come up. They would bring some of their friends."
Awkward.
"It was so great that I started bringing my adult friends up there. Michael was never there." Uh-huh. "But he always had gifts for the kids."
Yeah. Sounds like OJ is just another one in his string of bad decisions.
Let's close the trash here with Stephen Colbert with something on the debate last night.
"Biggest early moment was a linguistic surprise from Beto O'Rourke.
Necesitamos incluir cada persona.
Not entirely sure why he felt he had to do that. He's either trying to lock up the Hispanic vote, or he's running for embarrassing dad at a Mexican restaurant."
That is the trash.
Lost the Ox, Thunder Fingers on this date. John Entwistle of The Who, KISM.
People try to put us to death.